Today we celebrate the fourth day of the octave of Pentecost, Feria Quarta. And we continue to look just a little bit, as we have been, to the sequence which very well spells out for us who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit does. And of course he does this now and till the end of time. Now that Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven and has sent him. We saw how he consoles us in our trials. He also enlightens us. And the readings of today's Mass also recall this to us. O most blessed light, the Holy Spirit is the light of the universe. Not the sun or a star or a planet or other. He is the real light of the universe. He is the love of the Father and the Son, which is a fire, a consuming fire, which enlightens the universe. Fill thou the inmost recesses, the deepest parts of our hearts and our souls, of thy faithful. And of course, it's important that we remember, it says, of thy faithful. If a person is not one of the faithful, then he or she has no right to any of this, unless he or she converts and turns his or her life to our Lord Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit. Without thy divine assistance, there is nothing in man. And that is what happens when we do not have God, the presence of God by grace that comes from the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and with him, the Father and the Son, then there is nothing. We are empty and vain and void. And there is nothing harmless. Very important that wherever God is not present, there is only evil and sin. And so we see this in these magnificent words of the Veni Sancti Spiritus, the sequence of Pentecost. In addition, today we celebrate several saints, one which is very popular, of course, among the English, Saint Bede the Venerable. And of course, he was first venerable, and that stuck. But he is a saint, and he's also a doctor of the church, and the doctor of the historians of the church. We have the history of the church in England and in Great Britain through St. Bede's writings, the books that he wrote, which are magnificent and very enlightening. And of course, he lived early in the church, in the 6th and 7th centuries, and he is a doctor of the church. Then, of course, we also have the feast of Pope St. John I, the first of the many Johns. We have had 23, if you don't count John Paul II and John Paul I, and so forth. He is the first of 23. Many of those are canonized saints, and he is the first. He was not only supreme pontiff, but he was a martyr, shedding his life, his blood, for the faith. So today we see the result of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our souls. Not only are we filled with his light and his learning and his teaching, we are also filled with the courage, the fortitude to die for him if it should so be according to his will. So we pray to St. Bede the Venerable, to St. John the First, and to all the supreme pontiffs that have shed their blood for our Lord, that they may intercede for us and ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, that we may be filled with the light of his love, of his knowledge and fortitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.